But the EPA has become one of the most activist of the three-letter bureaucracies that are out there, created by Nixon to do cleanups. That's the way it was sold to everybody. Cleanups of toxic waste dumps and, you know, set up sites that were going to be extremely expensive to fix. So the government brings in the wheelbarrows of cash from the, the Federal Reserve to pay it off. But then it started talking about it was going to take care of the air quality, and they have used this now to make all kinds of automotive mandates. And now here's the most recent one. You know, in Europe, they're talking about banning car repairs of cars if they're 15 years old or whatever. The EPA will be the ones to do that here in the United States, and they will do it by banning aftermarket car modifications. And these car modification bans, where it bans you doing anything with the intake, the exhaust, fine-tuning the engine, the ECU, any of that kind of stuff, all of that is banned. And of course, it will eventually be used to ban any repairs, because, hey, if you repair this, how can we tell, since it's not factory spec? Maybe you did something to violate our rules, and it was the EPA who nearly shut down Volkswagen because they said you're doing cheating. Now they're coming after Cummins Diesel for the same thing. They are also not just shutting down our transportation, but the EPA is aggressively trying to shut down energy generation. Now they have turned their sights on power plants that are supplying electricity to the grid. These people are out of control. When are we ever going to go on the offense against them? Do you even hear any Republicans talking about the EPA and trying to get them in line? They're one of the most aggressive agencies attacking our lives right now, the EPA. There's so many of them, quite frankly. But all these agencies, the federal government, they all hate us more than the Nazis and the Japanese did during World War II. There's an ideal among Americans. This is coming from the AutoWire. There's an ideal among some Americans, usually those who lean a little more left, that federal agencies like the EPA are heroes who are constantly doing good and very little evil. However, just think about two incidents, they said. First of all, you remember a few years ago, the EPA spilled pollutants from a gold mine in Colorado into the Animas River, which then polluted the Colorado River. Water that was normally beautifully crystal clear in some areas turned a mustard yellow as recreationists were warned to stay away until everything cleared up. While accidental, the end result was the EPA, the federal agency charged with protecting the environment, had caused this amount of pollution as negligent behavior, which they would have punished severely with anyone else. The second event, which calls into question the EPA's heroic actions, is what happened with the Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Michael Regan, administrator of the EPA, insisted that there was nothing toxic in the air and the water of the area, yet we have seen countless examples to prove that that was not only false, but laughably so. And then they said, well, so what are they doing now? And all of this, it's hard to look at the EPA and their treatment now, as they now set their sights on the aftermarket automotive parts industry, specifically when it comes to anything that they consider to be an emissions defeat device. And so they put out an alert, and they said examples of this are things like parts and devices that might be part of the onboard diagnostic system, the OBD, diagnostic trouble codes, sensors for oxygen, ammonia, particulate matter, other things like that, the exhaust gas temperature, diesel particulate filters, their sensors, exhaust gas recirculation systems, EGR systems, on and on and on. Anything that would be engine calibration that would affect engine combustion. Ignition timing. Okay, we're getting to, they're going to look over the shoulders of people who are doing any auto repairs. Injection pattern. Fuel injection mass for each injection event. Fuel injection pressure, EGR flow rate, mass airflow rate, EGR cooler bypassing, and I could go on and on and on. And so these people said, well, it's quite a list. If you realize, it's pretty much every powertrain, every intake, every exhaust possible modification or repair could fall under this laundry list. If you realize that, then you're catching on to what's happening. And so in a memo that was issued November the 3rd, 2020, and by the way, these memos, which are now going out, these happened under Trump's EPA. It says that tuners who changed the ECU might be an illegal aftermarket defeat device, the use or the installation of which might constitute illegal tampering. See, first we had the fact that you can't repair because and that came out with a digital 1M Copyright Act, and you had John Deere, and then GM was also saying it. You know, we've got software that's now controlling this stuff, so don't you mess with that, or you're messing with our copyrighted stuff. So you can't repair the car that you own or the tractor that you bought and own. We're going to shut it down there. Now they're going to do this with other aspects of this. Don't mess with any of this stuff. You get it out of factory spec, forget it. And it's not just the EPA. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has also released a document called Tampering of Vehicle Emission Controls. It spells out how even adding a turbocharger to a vehicle could be considered to be an emissions defeat device because it is not originally certified on the car. If you make that the standard, then pretty much they're going to stop your ability to repair your car for all practical purposes. So they said, of course, if you can produce federally approved testing, which shows vehicle emissions don't increase with that specific configuration, then you can get an exception. So you think you can do that? People who want to bring in a car, a historical car from out of the country, sometimes they pay a fortune because it's a collectible car in order to do this type of thing. And it's a very, very expensive process.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.